Hello there, friends, and welcome to the New Testament in a Year podcast. I'm Sean Bailey. We're continuing our journey. We're on day 47 in our journey now. 47, we're reading Hebrews chapter 3. So grab your Bible if you can and listen closely if you will. Let's read God's Word together. All right, so in our last chapter, chapter 2 of Hebrews, the author emphasized the superiority. Jesus is greater than the angels. We're going to see this theme continue, that Jesus is greater. Jesus is better. Jesus is superior. Now, in the last chapter, the author highlighted Jesus' role as the perfect high priest. And this perfect high priest who can identify, relate to, understand, empathize with our struggles as humans. Because he lived it, he struggled, he faced the temptations that we face, the pain and the hurt that we face. The author made that clear. And so now moving forward into chapter 3, the author will continue to encourage these new Christians, urging them to remain steadfast in your faith, stay strong, anchor down in the middle of the storms, anchor down. We're going to see today some things that are more relations, that Jesus is greater again. We're going to see comparisons between Moses and Jesus. Here's some things to look for. Some comparisons between Moses and Jesus. Talks about Moses as a servant of God. And how Moses was so faithful. And then how Jesus is faithful as the Son. Listen to that. And then you'll notice the author give a warning again against unbelief. You see, he references the Israelites' rebellion when they're in their unbelief, when they were in the wilderness, despite seeing all the miracles and the evidences all around them. They slid back and turned their back on God. And the author makes it clear that you're seeing all these miracles. You have evidence in your own life of how far God has brought you. Do not let the world convince you otherwise. Jesus is greater. We have to be strong and do not let our hearts harden. And you'll see the author nail that hard. And then finally we get this great encouragement to persevere. Stick with it. See, believers are encouraged in this chapter to hold on tight, hold fast, firm, tight grip to your confidence in Jesus Christ until the very end. And not just that you can't do it alone. But watch as the author mentions the community, the Christian community, doing it together. All right, those are some big look for us. And so now as we read this, keep your eyes and ears peeled for that. So here we are, Hebrews chapter 3 now together. Hebrews chapter 3, we'll start in verse 1, and we will go all the way to verse 19. Verse 1 through 19 of Hebrews chapter 3. Verse 1. Therefore, holy brothers and sisters, who share in a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession. He was faithful to the one who appointed him, just as Moses was in all God's household. For Jesus is considered worthy of more glory than Moses, just as the builder has more honor than the house. Now every house is built by someone, but the one who built everything is God. Moses was a faithful was faithful as a servant in all God's household, as a testimony to what would be said in the future. But Christ was faithful as a son over his household. And we are that household if we hold on to our confidence and the hope in which we boast. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, and then the author quotes Psalm 95, he says this: "Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, on the day of testing in the wilderness, where your ancestors tested me and tried me and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore, I was provoked to anger with that generation and said, 'They always go astray in their hearts and they have not known my ways.' So I swore in anger, 'They will not enter my rest.'" That's the end of the quote for Psalms. And then he goes on and says this: "Watch out, brothers and sisters, so that there won't be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. But encourage each other daily while it is still called today, so that none of you is hardened by sin's deception. For we've become participants in Christ if we hold firmly until the end the reality that we had at the start. As it is said, 'Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts in the rebellion.' For who heard and rebelled? Wasn't it all who came out of Egypt under Moses? With whom was God angry for 40 years? Wasn't it those who sinned, whose body fell into the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, if not those who disobeyed? So we see that they were unable to enter because of unbelief." And that is the end of Hebrews chapter 3. Let's take a moment now to reflect. Okay, so Hebrews chapter 3. We just saw this comparison of Moses to Jesus and a great warning of unbelief, because you saw what what happened in the wilderness, right? And they turned their back, and still, in spite of seeing all the miracles, turned their back on God. The author tells us to persevere. So some of the takeaways that we need to have today from this. The first is that, and this might seem a bit cliche, but it's very accurate and relevant. The first is that we have to fix our eyes on Jesus. As we go through life's challenges, if we do not keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the author, the perfecter of our faith, realize that he is the perfect model to imitate, that he is willing to sacrifice it all, that he suffered and went through the trials and temptations that we did. We see him and focus on him through these difficulties. He endured the cross and showed the example of just ultimate perseverance in the face of, and right in the middle of suffering, the hurt, the pain, physical pain, emotional. It's important that we every day have a reset of our hearts to meditate on his faithfulness and draw strength from that, because his promises are sure and never fail that he will overcome any obstacle in our path in his way. So start every day with prayer, with getting into God's word, and focus on Jesus. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Because if we do that, then we will cultivate this thing called gratitude. And where there is gratitude, there is a follow through with obedience, because you have this pure respect, awe, and love and admiration for who you are because of who Jesus is, you will strive to glorify Him in all you do. Fix your eyes on Jesus every day. Also, we've got to guard, protect, prepare, ready ourselves for spiritual drift. We're going to see a lot in Hebrews, this analogy of anchoring. A lot of that anchoring down. And if we don't, we will slowly drift away. See, the author gives us a warning. And it's a reminder of the dangers of spiritual drift, complacency. If we take our eyes off of where we are, before we know it, we will drift away in a place far deeper into sin than we ever thought we could be, and we're blinded by it. The author gave us the example of the Israelites who hardened their hearts in the wilderness, even though miracles were right before their eyes. They were a part of them. We can fall into that spiritual complacency. We start to make these spiritual compromises and we drift off so far before we even realize it. We become blinded to that. So it's so important that we guard ourselves against spiritual drift. And so we've got to evaluate our spiritual lives, identify areas that we have made those compromises, and we've got to get back on path. Get back to where we need to be. In order to do that, we have to be faithful to spiritual disciplines such as prayer, worship, Bible study, finding time to find intimacy with God, and be a part of the church. Find a trusted spiritual mentor or a small group, Bible study group, to help you be accountable in your walk with Christ. That's the purpose of the Christian community. We can't do it alone. We have to do it together. And finally, is the last takeaway for today is that we need to encourage one another in faith. Encourage one another. We have to take initiative in reaching out to fellow believers, offering words of encouragement and prayer, lifting them up in prayer. Participate in your church community. Don't just show up, but actively be involved too. Find opportunities to serve. Find opportunities to edify, to improve, to support, to encourage one another, and to push one another on in their spiritual journey. If you can get that and you can find a space where you can be vulnerable and transparent, all while showing grace to one another, you're in a very, very fortunate position that you're able to spur one another on, to push one another forward in our walk, in our spiritual walk. A lot of good stuff there. I'm referencing a lot of scripture later in Hebrews too, and I apologize. We're going to see that. There's a lot of great things in Hebrews, and I get carried away, so I apologize. But our three core takeaways today that I want to remind us of is we've got to fix our eyes on Jesus, guard against spiritual drift, and encourage one another in the faith, as Hebrews 3 is grounded in that. All right, in our next episode, when we get to Hebrews 4, we're going to see that the author continues to talk about this rest that we ended this previous chapter with, that believers can find in Jesus. This rest. We're going to find some more truths about that in the next passage. So, at any rate, until next time, may you be blessed. May your family be blessed. And as a result, may you strive to be a blessing to all those around you. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to the New Testament in a Year podcast, where we simply read the Word of God and we try to unpack it so we can find application in our lives, knowing that there is nothing more powerful than God's Word. You see, Scripture is the only source that teaches us who God is and what God wants of us. My encouragement is that the Word of God will bless you and ultimately bless your friends and family. I'll encourage you to share this podcast with your friends, share it on your social media or by word of mouth. Join in, let's read the Word of God together. And through this, may God be glorified through our reading, listening, application, and understanding of His word together.